This is this data on Clements and Hook. This was taken from the data in England and Wales before the screening program begins. And again, it illustrates nicely that breast cancer rates rise rapidly through the 40s. By the late 40s, 47, here's 47 here, here's 48, it's virtually constant from 45 up to 55. There's a little bit of a dip at 47, but 48 is the same as age 54. So in a sense, if you start screening at age 55, you're getting onto this higher limit. But if you're going to screen somewhere in this interval, it's hard to justify why that really should be 50, although it's a nice simple round number. It makes just as much sense to start screening, probably more sense, where the rates of cancer are still high at age 47, more life years to be gained by screening than to start at age 50. Whereas if you go down to age 40, which is, of course, used in North America in some places, the cancer rates are much, much less. So the benefits in terms of detection rates are much, much lower, typically 1 per 1,000 in 40-year-old women compared to 4 or 5 per 1,000 around age 50. So there's a real difference between age 40 and age 50. There's less of a difference between age 47 and age 50. So that really is the rationale for going to the lower end. Of course, the rationale for going to the upper end is very clear, that breast cancer doesn't stop. It carries on being common at older ages. And life expectancy of a 70, 75-year-old woman is still about 11, 12, 13 years now. So that to not offer those women the chance to actually avoid mortality from breast cancer doesn't seem appropriate. So it makes sense to move up in the upper end too. I think that's less controversial. The more controversial question is the younger women.